Anyone know that story why they greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift the sound better than that, better than that, better than that. I'm the tomb behind you tonight. It's all around, but I know that. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there.
Couldn't find nobody.
Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody
greater than you.
Search all over
me. Search all over. Find no mind. I am low. Still couldn't find no mind. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
That is my favorite part. We're going to come back in a minute. Lift your hands and say, and nobody can
heal me like you can.
Almost whole, what you
are, the great I am.
Awesome in all your ways, and I hear your hand. You are here, buried out of redemption. You are here,
everyone
say it together.
I'll search all over. Couldn't find nobody. I look high and low. Nobody great.
Nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
Say it again,
nobody great. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Nobody great. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Nobody great. Nobody greater. Hey, nobody greater than you. Hey. Yeah. Nobody. Hey. 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 Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you.
Now open your mouth and worship.
Couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody but you. Hey. Hey. Look all over. Couldn't find nobody. Yeah. Looked all over, couldn't find nobody. Thank you. Hey. Hey, hey. Nobody like you. Hey. Looked all over, couldn't. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Still got 30 minutes till the afternoon, and it is Monday morning manna. Thank you for coming into the salt room. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the overwhelming power of the Holy Spirit, the magnificent power of the Holy Spirit, the great manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And so today I was reflecting this morning, and I said, well, what can I do today for morning, Monday morning manna? We know that Monday is one of the most dreaded days of the week, because there are a great multitude of people to get up on Monday morning and go into jobs that they can't stand because they're doing something that does not add to the passion of who God has called and created them to be. But they're responsible, right? And they want to be able to provide for their families. And so out of that thought and that psyche and that understanding and that research, I created Monday Morning Manna, and it is for people with a mobile mindset that I have not yet seen the manifestation of who God has said that they are, but they have these gifts and these talents stirring and these abilities stirring on the inside of them, but they're almost at rest, right? They're at rest. Because they have not yet been given the opportunity or a platform or the path, right, that would light the flame and cause a combustible reaction within them to live their best life. Huh? That's what my friend Duval said, living your best life, baby. And so today we're going to go before the throne room. I'm not going to take real long. I'm going to pray a few little lines for you, baby. And it's going to set the rest of the week off, baby. All right. And so I was reflecting this morning, and I was reflecting about my life. Oftentimes, my reflection requires me to look back and to look forward and to measure where I am in the present, right? And so I've always been surrounded by people who work hard, right, who understand the value of working hard. And so today I was pondering about my relationship with my biological father. And so one of the things that my biological father taught me an appreciation for was collecting. He used to give me a collection of coins. Now, at some point, those coins were stolen from me, but yet still the memory of him setting that seed in my life, right, for an appreciation for coin collections, it still exists, right? And so that's one of the things that I look back and I appreciate about my biological father. Another thing is he used to take me to feed the ducks. He would take me to the park to feed the ducks, and we would have bread. And we would feed the ducks, and still today, right? I use ducks as a metaphor when I'm teaching and when I'm preaching, right? I have an appreciation for the composition and the makeup of birds, right? I preached a sermon one time about eagles, and I reference ducks a lot, and so. I can remember and recall that about my biological father. I'm saying all that to say, I also recall that he was in and out of my life very sporadically. I think my biological father was under the impression that if he did not have a lot of financial things to provide for me, that somehow he didn't have any value to present in my life. And so when he was up, I would see him. And when he was down, I wouldn't see him. And let's just say he had a lot of downtime. All right. And I remember when I was in high school, I had to be 16 years old. I think my biological father bought me my first stacked radio. And I had that radio. I even moved that stack radio into my very first home. The very first home I purchased, I moved that stack radio and record player and all of that into my very first house. I think I ended up giving it away foolishly, but I should have kept it. But anyhow, my biological father bought me my first stack radio. And I think He had dropped it off, and he was driving a new car. Not like a new car, but he was driving a car that I had never seen before. And he had a Jaguar. He bought me the Stack Radio for my birthday, and he bought me several CDs, right? And and he started coming around for a little bit after that, right? Because he was up. When he was up, I seen him. When he was down, I didn't see him, and he was down a lot, right? And so I remember him dropping off the stereo, and I remember him coming around for a little bit after that. And then I remember my friends was over one time when he came over, and I was like, Dad, can I drive your Jaguar to my homecoming, right? And he was like, well, yeah, just give me a call. Now, here is the thing, why we have to teach our sons to be communicators, right? Because I look back now, hindsight, being an intimacy coach, and I understand the psyche, right, of men, particularly men who feel like the only thing that they have to add to the lives of the women, right, that are in their lives, or even it segues into the life of their daughters, that all they are associate their value with is giving, right? And apparently his love language, right, was giving. And so if he had the ability to give me things, he was around because he felt like that was his expression of love. But when he had nothing to give me, he didn't really come around. And I think that was even indicative of why he used to give me the coins, right? Because it was his way of saying, this is a gift from me to you, and an expression of my love for you. And he used to always say, hold on to these coins. And every time he would leave me, he would say, don't take no wooden nickels, right? And so so I remember those things like it was yesterday. And so here I am today, baby, and I still ain't taking no wooden nickels. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so I remember asking him if I could drive his Jaguar, and he was like, well, yeah, just call me, right? And so because he was not a communicator, and because his love language was gift giving, somehow in his mind, I think he associated him not allowing me to drive his car with me processing it as a lack of love that he had for me. And so all he really simply had to do is say no, right? I love you, and I'll express my love for you in whatever way is possible, but no, you can't drive my car. I just got the car, and you're only 16, and I don't trust you behind the wheel of my Jaguar, right? Really, it's just what all he had to say, and then it would have been a father and a daughter moment that I probably would have been mad, right? But it would have been a moment that we would have recovered from, and our relationship would have grown stronger, right? But because of his mentality of being a gift giver and feeling like the only time he could come around me was when he had something to tangibly offer me in the form of monetary gifts, right? He not only did he not answer the phone, but he did not come around for a long time after that, simply because I asked him, could I drive his car? Now, and so there is a lot of history between myself and my biological father that spills over into a lot of different areas of my life. However, this is what I want to tell you. Because of that moment, I felt some kind of way because I was a child, and I was like, oh, I can't even drive his little Jaguar, and da 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 da. And he ain't called me in months. I think it even turned into years, all because I wanted to drive a Jaguar. And so I processed it a certain kind of way. But let me tell you what God did for me in the meantime, right? Is that my uncles, my cousins, my ex-husband, my brothers in the hood, my driveway stayed popping. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so I'm saying I had the best of the best cars always in my driveway. And so, and if you think this is about materialism, you're about to miss the moment. All right. So shift from the fact that we are talking about cars and materialism and see what I'm saying in the spirit as a prophet, right? Is that, there was a man in my life, because of, where he was mentally and spiritually, the immaturity of where he was, not because he was any less of a man than any of the other men in my life, but just spiritually and mentally immature and unable to communicate because of how somehow it had been processed within him that the only value he had was what he could give monetarily, right? It's immature. But at some point that was instilled in him, and it wasn't his fault that it happened to him. But it was his fault to mature from that space so that he could develop and have a relationship with his daughter. It never happened. Right. But I'd be darned, right, if I'm not an intimacy coach and I've been helping men get beyond those moments in their lives, right, of feeling less than and demoralized and dehumanized because of the place in which they are in their life. So so obviously this prayer today is for men. All right. And so fast forward to date. My uncle, my cousins, I often talk about, I kept the best of my ex-husband. I kept the best of cars in my driveway. Right. And so this is what I want people to understand today. This is a two-faceted message, and I got to get through this cause I got somewhere to go. And so, this is a two-faceted message. Do not allow the enemy one, right? I'm talking to men. Do not allow the enemy to minimize your effectiveness in the earth because of setbacks in your life. So do not allow the enemy to torment your mind and to minimize your value down to the dollar signs that are in your bank account, the cars that you drive, or the houses that you live in. You are more than what you possess. I'm going to say it again to my men today. You are more than what you possess. And if your mind's eye can conceive your value in the spirit realm beyond what you can tangibly hold in your hand, then the setback just becomes a small, just a little hiccup. But when we demonstracize, right, as a man, when you allow the enemy to cause your setbacks to be demonstrative and huge in your life, then cycles begin to create in your life because you're always trying to catch up to the expectations, unrealistic expectations that people have placed in your life that are associated with monetary value. I'll say it again. You are more than what you possess, huh? You are more than the car you drive. You are more than the job you go to every day. You are more than the numbers in your bank account. You are more than what you live in, right? And so here is the second part of that, is that we have to, now, number one, it's women, we have to give safe spaces for men to be men beyond just financial supporters. Now, I am not taken away from the fact that men are to provide and protect. That's what the Bible says. But we also have a responsibility to provide safe spaces for you to mature into who God has called you to be, right? That's why it's so important for you to pick and choose the right women, right? To be in your circle and to be in your life. And beyond that, my prayer for you today is that you would become the master communicator of your soul, right? And so God, on today, we come before you as humbly as we know how, and we activate the voice of the Holy Spirit within every man and every boy on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Elohim and that you are El Shaddai and that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So everything starts and it ends with you. And so God, on today, I thank you that you are creating safe environments for men to be able to matriculate from where they are, men and boys, into who it is that you've called them to be. You said that men are to lead and that they are to be the heads. And so I call into existence every woman that is designed for every boy and every girl that is designed for every boy, every woman that is designed for every man. I send the Holy Spirit to cultivate environments that they have the ability to mature into the master communicators of their soul. Loose their tongues on today and create atmospheres where their voices can be heard, and that their feelings, their emotions, the thoughts that the enemy sends in order to attack their self-esteem, Lord, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus, and we cultivate environments that allow men to be who it is that you've called them to be. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is the great equalizer, and that there is none before you and none after you, and that you have all power, authority, and ability in your hand. And because you are the great equalizer, you have the ability to redeem the time. And so in the hearing of every man and every boy on today, God, redeem the time. And as you redeem the time, redeem everywhere within the soul of every male where the enemy attempted to sow negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative associations. We now cancel it in the name of Jesus. And we now thank you, God, that you can replace, in the name of Jesus, as you're redeeming the time, that you can replace bad memories with good memories and bad experiences with good experiences. And so, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the exchange, hallelujah, of what the enemy intended for ill purposes, that it is now replaced with the supernatural effectiveness of the Holy Spirit. Now, God, though we are about to leave this space, and though we plead the blood of Jesus over every man child and every male, every adult male, now in the name of Jesus, underneath the sound of my voice, God, we give you praise now. We shabak you now. We send the oil now. We send the blood of Jesus Christ now. And we thank you that atmospheres are being cultivated in the name of Jesus, so that our men can stand up and be who it is that you called them to be. Now, God, snatch up by the root everything that the enemy designed against, hallelujah, the future, the purpose, and the plans of Jesus Christ in the lives of our men. God, I'm talking about all men in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that as women that we raise our daughters to learn and understand and perceive what it means to be a helpmeet. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that there is a little girl that's being cultivated into a woman that has the ability, Lord, to walk alongside of our sons, hallelujah, and be the support system to them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and the reciprocity of love, a love, God, that is beyond any other understanding in the name of Jesus. And we cancel the assignment of the enemy as it relates to relationships. God, stir every gift and every talent, and then provide to our males, the males in our lives, God, that they have the ability to become just who you said that they are. And God, we will be sure to give you the praise, the glory, and the the honor. We speak elevation in the name of Jesus. We speak healthy socialization and experiences now in the name of Jesus. Anoint their feet, anoint their heads, anoint their hands, anoint their tongues in the name of Jesus, that they shall speak. Give them the scroll, and that they shall speak in season and out of season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that they are money magnets. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. I speak my son's name into the atmosphere in the name of Jesus.